Many thanks, Mr. President. I would like to state that my country, the Democratic Republic of Congo, is among the countries that is heavily affected by cluster munitions. And that's the message that I tried to convey yesterday when stating that my country has a strong intention to move towards the ratification of this convention before the end of the year 2023. To do that, though, we need to organize 3 workshops with our partners and all the state services that work on ensuring the security and safety of our population. I said yesterday that the total cost for these workshops reaches $150,000. And given how much time there is before the end of the year, I would like to ask to heed our request so that we can ensure that we can attain that goal. I would like to ask the coordinating countries, that is Spain and Malawi, and indicate that I'm interested in engaging with them during the break so as to receive additional information, given that my country did not receive that note on the investigation for Article 4 of the Convention. That is why I took the floor. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And if I could reiterate, we would like our request to be heard, because it is our hope that by the end of the year, our country would have ratified this convention, given that the Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the most heavily affected countries by cluster munitions. Thank you. Je remercie le